Homeschooling is something we have probably all asked our parents about at one point or another, at least once whilst in school. But recent studies show that it is actually on the rise. With the world as technologically innovative as it is today, it's becoming easier and easier to learn and teach from the comfort of our very own homes, meaning a possibility for a complete education system makeover. But how will this affect generations to come? Professor of Education Rebecca English from the Queensland University of Technology is here to speak to us today about the rise in homeschooling and whether COVID-19 and the ensuing lockdowns have had an effect on this. Good afternoon, Rebecca.
Hello, how are you?
So to begin with today, how does homeschooling work exactly?
Well, it depends on which state or territory you're in, but in New South Wales, you send in an application to register and then they will send an authorised person out to have a look at what you're doing, and based on that, they will decide how long you can homeschool for and whether you're a fit and proper person to do it.
How much of a growth have we seen in homeschooling since COVID?
Well, across the country, there's about 26,000 kids who are being homeschooled, but in New South Wales, you guys have gone up about 20%.
Wow. Is there a difference between how homeschooling is structured and what we've seen during lockdown as kids learn from home?
Oh, 100%. So what kids did during lockdown was more sort of school at home. It had more in common really with distance education, although they wouldn't like me saying that. What homeschoolers do is everything is determined by their parents or the grandparent if they're registered to do it, or if it's a teacher that has taken over the responsibility, that person.
So how has this all impacted the 2021 education system?
Look, I think that during the lockdown, a whole bunch of parents who'd maybe been thinking that school wasn't really working for their kid, they all got a taste of home education and thought, you know what, I'm going to give this a red hot crack.
A red hot crack indeed.
100%.
As I said before, we've had lockdown, school from home. Do you predict a future where homeschool is the only form of education?
Oh my goodness, no. So when you look at studies, there was one out of Israel a couple of years ago, and they looked at parents' dissatisfaction with schools, both school parents and homeschoolers. And what they found was, in the main, parents who stayed in school were staying in school because schools are like a really good free babysitting service for parents. maybe you're not happy with how your kid's being educated, but you don't have to worry about it because you can just send them to school and you can still go to work.
No, that's a very fair point. I mean, preschool fees are absolutely ridiculous. So imagine paying those rates and even more, and they're not even being educated. That would be crazy. So the most important thing that I think I got out of going to actual school was my social skills. So what effect do you think homeschooling has on a child's social life? Would you say it's harder for homeschooled children to form friendship groups or meet friends? Is there a sort of homeschool kids connect group that kind of goes on?
I think that the misnomer about homeschooling is that it all happens at home. So, like, I'm with my kids at their Taekwondo class right now and I'm watching kids come and go, and I think, well, if any of them were homeschooled, they're spending time with kids who go to all sorts of different schools because they're all together for their Taekwondo class. You know, homeschool kids do all the same activities that mainstream school kids, but then there are, like, special meetups that they will organise in groups. So there's, like, you know, home ed camps, there's home ed forest walk groups, there's all sorts of different things that home ed kids do that are just for them. So socialisation doesn't really happen any different, really.
It's just up to the parents, I guess, to help the kids and make the effort.
But if you're a parent who homeschools, I guess you must have tons of energy because you're already all day.
Say this as a 22-year-old with no kids at all, but I know, I just know I couldn't do it. I'd be too exhausted. Last but not least, what are some of the main benefits and kind of draw cards to homeschooling for parents and for kids as well? A lot of kids do want to be homeschooled. I don't think they understand what it means, though.
No. So I think some of the main benefits are that kids are actually much more satisfied with their education if they're homeschooled. So they tend to report being much more interested in learning, in being able to sort of look after themselves in learning and actually having enjoyed their education. I went to a really very expensive, very nice private school, but hated every minute of it. So lucky those kids. The other thing that kids tend to report is a really good relationship with siblings and with parents, and it tends to make the family bonds that are super strong. I think, too, when you look at the research coming out of the USA, kids actually do much better academically if they're homeschooled. So they tend to be more likely to get into what they call university college, and they're much more likely to stick with it than non-homeschooled peers.
Well, thank you so much for coming on air with us this afternoon. I can hear that you are at Taekwondo making room for us as well in your busy schedule.
Thank you so much. It's been a pleasure. Have a great afternoon.
You too. That was Professor Rebecca English. She is a lecturer in education from the Queensland University of Technology, speaking to us here on Drive this afternoon about the rise in homeschooling, what it actually is, what it entails, and the real benefits. Thank you again for coming on air with us, Rebecca.